Today we're going to do some yin yoga and aromatherapy for energy. Hi, I'm Melissa West and welcome to Yoga Lifestyle with Melissa. Today we are doing a yin yoga pose with some aromatherapy and stimulation of your meridians for some extra energy. So as you may have noticed, winter is a time when you feel the need to withdraw and contract and turn inwards, and this is a completely natural response. In winter time, it is the dominant organ of your kidneys, according to traditional Chinese medicine. And when your kidneys get overtaxed, you can tend to feel tired and just a lack of energy. And this is also reflected in the season right now. You can see that winter is a time when things get dark. It's the shortest day of the year with winter solstice coming up. And also it's a time when nature goes dormant. And also it's cold, and so our bodies tend to contract. And I don't know about you, but here the sunset is setting around 4 p.m. in Victoria right now, and it just feels like we want to hibernate and go to bed. So today I'm going to show you a yin yoga pose that you can do for energy that will stimulate your kidney meridian, and we're going to do a little bit extra with this yoga hydrating hand and body massage. And what I like about this one, it's from Sensuals, and I'll give you the link in the show notes. And also, if you use the coupon code MelissaWest15, you'll get 15% off on this. But what I like about this is oftentimes the yoga products are all very calming and sedating, but this one is for vitality. So we can use this one to energize us the times when we are feeling like we need a little bit more energy, like this time of year. So let's go ahead and move into this yin yoga pose, and I'll show you your kidney meridian. So this pose is butterfly pose. You're going to bring the soles of your feet together and you create a diamond shape with your legs. And then what you're going to do is you're going to support your knees wherever they end up. So bring some blocks underneath so that your joints are supported, specifically your SI joints. I'm sitting up on a meditation cushion just to give my pelvis a little bit more of a forward tilt. Gosh, that hip is tight today. We were hiking yesterday, so I'm needing some extra support there. And then I'm going to fold forward here, and this stimulates your kidney meridian, which runs along from the inside, from your baby toe along the inside, the underside of your sole, and then the inside of your thighs, and it also goes up into your body. But we're going to focus here on the soles and the inside of your thighs, and if you're feeling it there, then you're doing it. So we're also going to just add a little bit of massage here with this lotion, which has bergamot, lemongrass, and jasmine in it. And this just will awaken your body and bring energy in these darker winter months. And it smells so good. So bergamot, it helps to relieve stress. So we're going to start at the baby toe. We're going to focus on the soles of our feet. It relieves muscle tension, headaches, and it's also an antidepressant. So with all the darkness in these winter months too, it can create some depression as well, just because the shorter days and the darkness as well. And then lemongrass, it helps to boost energy, it relieves headaches, and it also relieves muscle pain. So now I'm moving up to the insides of my calves to stimulate the kidney meridian here. And then finally, jasmine. I'm going to just massage my kidney meridians along my inner thighs here. Helps to relax and uplift your spirits. It relieves stress, anxiety, and it lifts depression. So I thought it was interesting that I have two of these lotions. I have the calming one and I have the uplifting one, the vitality one. And this one's almost empty, which I thought was interesting because I do tend to get a lot of headaches. So, and I didn't realize that lemongrass and bergamot were good for headaches. So those of you that like Earl Grey tea, that might be kind of an interesting fact about that too. Okay, so I hope you like that. If you like that and you'd like more support in the winter season, I highly recommend our Yoga for Winter series in our membership community. This is a 5-class series, one for each day of the week, designed to balance your body during the winter months. There's one for your adrenal glands and your kidneys. There's one for your kapha dosha, which is the dosha of the winter. And then also there's one for your bladder meridian, which is the other meridian for the winter. And there's also a restorative yoga class. So I'll put the links to that in my show notes. And if you have any questions or comments about this, please leave them in the comment section. I love hearing from you. I'd love to know your tips and tricks for getting through the short days and the cold winter months. And if you like this video, give it a thumbs up. If you know anybody who you think would enjoy this video as well, please share it with them. We put out a new video like this every Wednesday, so if you subscribe to my channel, then it will show up in your feed. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you next time.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.